Okay, we're learning Leisach Moed V'Tam Leisach Moed V'Yim Mitzvah Machshavas Aleiv She'ina B'Dei Adam. It's a strange thing. It's a mitzvah in the heart of a person that is somewhat not in our control. Pirush HaKachem Rebbe Ram and Ezra, famous of an Ezra. She'is Yaj Mimeno K'Shem Sha'Kavim It's Yaj Mikakos Bas Melech Lisha. Truthfully, with the proper Hashkafa, just like a poor villager has no interest and no desire and no dreams of marrying the princess, so do, if we have such absolute clarity that what's mine is mine, and my lifestyle and my wealth and my blessings are different than someone else's blessings, and his, then we have nothing to do with each other, and you're totally, totally no connection. So there's no desire. If you don't say that there's some control that we have over it, how can it be that the Torah forbids it and punishes for it? When suddenly you see something and you have a desire for something, how could it be a sin? There could be another reason why the Sachmaid is the last of the Aseres Adibris. Kedei lahakish achron l'rishon, to connect the last one to the first of the Aseres Adibris. Shnei yam mitzvahs tluyis b'machshavas aleiv. Anechi Hashem l'kaka is amuna in the leiv. And this last one as well. Zu mitzvahs seiv, zu mitzvahs lois seiv. Hi achrona. Kedei l'lamei das azom is coming to teach a lesson to the nation. Ki mi shehu mekayim l'sach maid, hu mekayim mitzvahs anechi. Very interesting. If you fulfill l'sach maid, I guess especially working with the Eben Ezra, that you understand that there's Ribbono Shel'Olam who has his plan for you and someone else's plan for them. And the male of the two worlds don't connect, so there's no desire one for the other. Ah, that's mamish fulfillment of the like, you're believing that there's one God completely in control. If you desire what others had, you're showing that you're not fully, fully assured in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's ability to run the world fairly. If you really, fully, totally relied completely with security and assurance on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you would have no chemda. Why does a person love matanos? Because he has chemda for money. He really likes when other people's money ends up in his pocket. He enjoys it tremendously. The mela, he likes matanos. The mela, that's the loy zichya. Somebody that despises them. Is the charaya that he doesn't have chemda. It could be it's nice when he gets something, fine, but he doesn't have a desire for it. Interesting pshat. Soine matanos yichya mi baladeyam. He'll live without them. He'll live without them. He makes do. Yavdichenu akasim sheyichya mi bilti matanos. The Torah assures you that if you don't like matanos, you'll get along with life without having to come on to them. Ki loy bali dey mida zu lisnei matanos shalei leftach behem. Elim tash b'teach b'chish baruch hu. A person only comes to be soine matanos by the fact that he's b'teach and Hashem. That's why he's going to live. He's not going to take care of him. He's not going to need to come out to matanos. There's a certain, you could call it a bless, even though this general working is a curse. But there's a blessing in it. It's also a bracha. And vibal to koyach hamalacha gadol, who maybe as adam shleilachmai, when a person works with his own handiwork and he gains and he provides for his family with his own efforts, writes adam kavv shalemi tisha kavv shachaveiroi, it minimizes his chemda, his appreciation for other people's things. He enjoys his own stuff. The person who works his own land, he'll be satisfied from bread. To warn a person that a person should put an effort to make his parnasas. Through the effort, it will satisfy him. It's unbelievable. Who ever thought about this pshat? The reason why you should put effort into working is because that will satisfy you. That'll satisfy you, so you shouldn't want other people's things. And then he won't come on. He'll be satisfied. He won't come on to Matnes B'nei Adam, and he won't be poor. Don't love sleep because then maybe you'll become poor. Open up your eyes, the one who is satisfied with bread. What's Shlomo HaMelech saying? You have to open up your eyes to be satisfied with bread. If you close your eyes and eat, you won't be full. What he means to say is that somebody who's satisfied from bread has his eyes open and he's not sleeping too much. He's working hard. He's working hard, and that gives him a sevia of lechem. That taka needs a pikchus of the eye and open eyes, and I guess he's also saying weary eyes to keep your money by you, that you shouldn't come into poverty, and that is by being satisfied with what you have. Wow.